was like...
I did know the song. I've heard this.
Kind of post-grunge, like mid-90s alternative slash grunge.
That's not bad. Long intro.
The guy's got a really good voice. He was a youngin'. And they lasted, just they had split up quickly.
Wow.
That's pretty good band. I had the CD. Yeah, post-grunge action. All right, let's get back to this. Let's go to Sacramento, California. What? Oh, we got back. I forgot, man. It's 4 o'clock. Oh, my mind is racing here. 4 o'clock hour is brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at landispc.com. And it's Friday at 4 o'clock. You know what that means. That means we bring in the great number 36 for a fun hour of radio. Brought to us by Landis Block. It's your jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at landispc.com. He's Brian Westbrook joining us. What's up, man? I almost went right past you.
Yeah, you're so busy listening to this trash music that you forgot that I was even on the line.
Well,
you're trying to take calls.
Can I tell you? I was talking like Days of the New were in my head because the Eagles to win games in a row would be Days of the New, and so that was a band that I remember. So you know how my mind works. It's like it's like a grandfather clock. There's a lot of things that click together.
A lot of things going on. I'm with you. How's your Friday going?
The Friday is not going as well as I thought it would be because of what happened last night. And totally unexpected result. When you're watching that game and you saw what Dallas was doing, that high-powered offense, what were your thoughts?
I was shocked. I mean, it's been a long time since we've seen a defense dominate a team. And I'm not just talking about the Saints or the Rams or Kansas City. It's been a long time since we've seen a dominating performance from a good defense. And I appreciate the way that Dallas went out there and won that football game. They dominated from the opening whistle. They did a great job as far as, you know, playing the run, stopping the pass, and to slow down an offense that's scoring 37 points a game is amazing. It was impressive. It certainly it made me disappointed in the way that the Eagles went out there and played down there in New Orleans. It did disappoint me just a bit.
Here's the major question, because, you know, in an NFL season, teams stumble. Teams that don't look like they're going to stumble, all of a sudden an unexpected result happens. So was it more that with the Saints, or was it because the Cowboys' defense is actually pretty good?
Well, they got hit in the mouth. And I don't know if you remember this. After the game when we played, I think it must have been the Giants, I said the one bright spot was the defense, especially in the second half. At the halftime, the interception right before half by Malcolm Jenkins. And then in the second half, they were a different team. They held some guys in check. And, of course, Saquon didn't touch the ball nearly as much as he should have. We understand that. They didn't target Odell Beckham Jr. But our defense showed up a little bit better. That's something that we can improve on because our offense right now, they're stuck in quicksand. They're not scoring the ball early on, especially in the first quarter. They're not doing a great job of moving the ball down the field. Maybe our defense can step up and play. We saw a defense in the Cowboys step up and play. We have to at least get to that level because our offense right now is not even close.
All right, so this is the way we're looking at it now. At least I'm trying to look ahead because the only thing that matters now, the Eagles have enough gas left to get to 9. And to do that, the first thing they had to do would be to beat the Cowboys. They haven't won 2 games in a row. So let's first of all address the Washington game, which I believe they will win and obviously should win. They're a big favorite, and this quarterback that plays for Washington stinks. So first, let's take that first of all. Do they get that win?
Yeah, they beat the Washington Redskins. Colt McCoy is not the guy in Washington. They've had problems up and down the offensive line. They don't have any receivers. Jordan Reed is their only offensive weapon outside of Adrian Peterson. Defensively, now they have a front four. Allen and Payne, the kids from Alabama, they're aggressive defensive linemen. They do a good job of stopping the run. But I don't know that they're great in the secondary. We could take advantage of this football team in that area, especially if we're hitting on all cylinders. The question is for us, and I think it's been this way all season long, it's not about the team on the other side of the field. It's about the team that shows up coming out the Eagles locker room. the coaches, starts with Doug, of course, and Jim Schwartz, but is Carson Wentz showing up? Is this offense going to show some continuity? Are the receivers going to get open? Are we going to continue to feed the ball to Josh Adams? What defense shows up? It's about what can we do to win this football game, not so much about what the Redskins are going to do on the other side of the ball.
I get it, but I can't ignore this stat. I brought it up yesterday, and this stat comes from my buddy at ESPN. Colt McCoy is the starting quarterback in his career, is 7-19. That is the third lowest winning percentage by a starting quarterback since 2010. Can you name the other two who are backups who came in as starters and did worse?
Can I?
One's still in the league.
I have no
Josh idea. McCown.
Wow.
And Brandon Weeden. So this guy, like, you know, I can't see that he's going to engineer enough points to win this game.
He should. He shouldn't be able to.
Right. Okay. Absolutely. So now let's look at the next game now. The Cowboys. Do the Eagles, after they win two in a row, is that the semblance of momentum enough where they can beat the Dallas Cowboys?
The problem is, normally you would say at least that's going to build some confidence. But the guys on the team, they're realists as well. They know that the Redskins are without Alex Smith. They also know that the Giants are just a bad team. So they're not going to say, hey, we just beat two good football teams. Mm-hmm. And now we have some real momentum. They have some momentum, especially if they win Monday, because they've won two games. But you also got to consider their opponents and what their opponents are able to do. And these two teams, the Giants and the Redskins, aren't real opponents. They're not someone that's competing for a division title, certainly not going to make it to the conference championship. So I think the guys on the team are realists enough to understand we have to play a whole different brand of football if we want to go out there and beat Dallas in Dallas, especially after Dallas Cowboys kicked the New Orleans Saints butt over a week ago when they look at it.
All right, DeBrian, as a former great offensive player in this league who kind of knows what it takes to succeed and move the football, what would you like to see the Eagles do or change in order to get off to these better starts, in order to get that offense running, humming? What do they need to do?
You know, I think, of course, everyone said you have to start fast, but how do you start fast? They have to. I mean, we've been saying this all season long. Where are the explosive plays? Where are the downfield threats? Who are the other guys outside of Zach Ertz that can affect the defense? Who are those guys? Josh Adams did a little bit last week. We appreciated that. Doug Peterson fed him, especially in the second half. That's helpful. Who are the guys on the outside? Is Alshon going to step up and make some plays? Nelson Aguilar, Golden Tate. These guys have to make some big-time plays. And I'm willing to accept a catch-and-run Golden Tate. I'm willing to accept that. But I want some downfield throws because that changes the way a defensive coordinator calls the game. That changes the way a defensive coordinator thinks. And right now, we don't have those types of plays that's going to get us downfield. And I don't know that this offense is going to be any different than what we've seen all season long.
Here was the theory, at least in theory, that the Tate is much better, more comfortable in the slot. So then the outside notion that he can be an outside receiver probably is by the wayside now. But the other guy has some speed, and they thought they could utilize Nelson Aguilar on the outside.
Yeah.
Why can't they?
You know, part of, and this is a big thing. Part of the problem that we've seen is the continuity between wide receiver and quarterback and the confidence in that guy. The reason why Zach Ertz gets 15 targets a game is because the quarterback has confidence in that guy. And so no matter what the play call is, the first person he looks at is Zach Ertz. And that continuity has to be built over time. That's why we're struggling to see Golden Tate get a lot of targets, and he's had up there a few. I think he had 8 last week, but he has to be able to catch the ball, the continuity, putting the ball in the right place at the right time. That's developed over off seasons, and I without Carson Wentz having that ability to develop that continuity across the and over the off season, now we have a team that just looks like it has no rhythm. Offensively speaking, I feel like we don't put plays together. We don't say, okay, we're going to run this play now so that we set up something a little bit later. We just look like a team that's running out there and running plays that have no rhythm and no reason. And right now, you know, it's hard to say. It's hard to say why Nelson can't get open. It's hard to say why he's not catching any balls. I just believe that Carson doesn't have an awful lot of confidence in Nelson Aguilar at this point. And, I mean, you know, from the drives, from the different things, not getting open. And Carson feels comfortable throwing the ball to the guy that's going to catch a bunch of balls. That's Zach Ertz. That's who's going to get all the targets.
All right. Before we get to the phones and talk about the specifics of this game and this season, there was something that broke today on TMZ Sports. And I don't know if you had a chance to see it with Kareem Hunt in a scrap with a young lady. Have you seen the video of it?
Yeah.
You have.
Unfortunately, I have seen it.
All right. So what do you think should happen here?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think the league will, you know, they'll take the stance that we'll do our due diligence type of thing. To me, when you see these types of things, and basically the video was showing him going after some young girls. I mean, these girls are 19 years old. These are kids. Going after them, fighting off his boys to try to get after these young ladies. If I'm in the NFL office and I had an opportunity to see these types of videos, he would have to be suspended immediately. There wouldn't be too much conversation or, you know, appeals process or anything like that. He's suspended immediately. I think for an NFL and an organization, the Kansas City Chiefs, that saw this video or at least knew about this whole situation way back in the offseason, is disappointing to now finally see this video and not Kareem Hunt not have been suspended, not have been kicked out of the NFL, whatever they're going to do. It's disappointing that these types of things continue to happen, and we knew that the video would come around. It's 2018. Mm-hmm. This happened this year. The video will surface at some point. And they didn't take any measures to suspend him or discipline him in any way. That's disappointing. You know, as a former player, I'm not involved in any of these nonsense. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that not even close to hitting women, abusing people, and any of these things. But it's a bad mark on us, because a lot of people clump players together and say, this is what NFL players do. And it makes me feel bad. It really upsets me, because that's not what a majority of the players that are in the NFL are all about. We're about, you know, being good men, helping people in the whole nine yards. But when something like this strikes and the NFL didn't do anything, the Kansas City Chiefs didn't do anything months ago to suspend this kid or at least whatever type of discipline that he deserved, then that's a problem. That's a problem that a lot of former players have. It's just disappointing that things like this continue to happen. I'm not in a very good mood today because I just saw that video.
Yeah, let me just ask you, before the league acts, did the Chiefs have to act? Like, I don't know what the logistics would be here, but it seems to me that the team itself would have to immediately react to it.
Well, here's the thing, and I know, and this is what happened last week with Reuben Foster, right? And he gets accused of doing whatever, pushing his girlfriend. Second or third time for him, he had a lot of problems in the past. You know, before the process even went through, you know, the 49ers cut him. They released him. And obviously, there's more to that story, and there's certainly more incidents for Reuben Foster, and they just cut ties. I don't know that Andy Reid's in a position just to cut him or whatever happens with the Chiefs, but if I'm the head coach of a football team, I can't have that guy on my team. I just can't. And it's not about wins or losses. It's, you know, if I'm seeing a video like this, if I'm seeing a video like I'm seeing today, this guy right here cannot be on my football team. That would be my responsibility as a head coach.
And what gets in the way here is that the guy is like their star player.
Doesn't matter,
right? Doesn't matter, but it probably in some way gets in the way of the immediate process. Like, you know, if this was a backup, I mean, you're talking about the guy would be cut tomorrow.
There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about it. But in this world, we have to get to a point where we see wrong, that person, no matter who he is, needs to be disciplined immediately. The person and what they do and how they do it and what level that they're at, that shouldn't matter. This guy needs to be disciplined, especially after seeing this video. It's just no place in what we want as a society for that type of action.
All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Chuck in Sacramento. Cal, what's up, Chuck?
What's going on, guys?
What's up? How you doing?
So let me lay out a scenario for you. And I'm kind of with Tyrone because I don't even know if I believe it myself.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, let's go back. If the players and the team wants to regain the trust of the fans, they can eliminate a bad taste in their mouth that goes all the way back to 2014. When we look like we are going to win the division and the Cowboys were dead in the water. Come December, we had just beat them on Thanksgiving night. You remember Mark Sanchez four games left. They had the difficult schedule. We had the easy schedule. We lose three of those games. They win four straight, and they knock us out of the division.
Mm-hmm.
We can get retribution for that this year. And if the team did that, I believe the fans would be back on board and everything. Now,
I don't think there's any question about it, but my question to you is, how do they do that? With the way this team is now, what kind of requisite strength would they have to do that?
You got to start one game at a time. You got to go into this game on Monday, and you got to win it. You got to run Josh Adams, keep the offense balanced. Carson Wentz is the better quarterback on both teams, so that's easy to see. So that's a huge advantage already. We just got to take it a game at a time. The Cowboys have a chance to slip up. I agree with Tyrone. In that 2014 season, they actually beat the Colts 42-7. So this is kind of a revenge game for the Colts this year.
All right. Let's play with that concept. Because then you're saying Eagles beat them, and then the Colts beat them. Now there are two games left, and Cowboys need two to get to nine. They have the Buccaneers and at the Giants left.
Yes, the Buccaneers at the Giants. I cannot see them losing to Tampa Bay, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And I think we can beat the Texans. It's going to be hard, just like the Rams, but I think we're capable if we can get healthy, especially in our back end. The Giants game is going to be interesting. Division games are always interesting. I'm a little worried about us beating the Redskins week 17. So that could be a toss-up there as far as the Cowboys and Giants. And I hate to say same with us. Sweeping the Redskins, we haven't done that many times in the last decade or two.
Okay, so the Texans game all comes down to the Texans game, Brian. They beat the Texans 9-7. They'll beat the Cowboys and win that tiebreak.
The Texans are playing on a different level. And I know we don't see a lot of Texans games in Philadelphia. They've won eight games in a row. Deshaun Watson is playing like a man possessed. Lamar Miller, their running back that nobody knows about, has been playing pretty good recently. DeAndre Hopkins is a notch below, if not on the same level as Odell Beckham Jr. Their defense comes to play. They got two guys, Watts, as well as Clowney. They come off the edge and they attack. I mean, that's a tough win. That's a tough out for us. And here's the other thing. And I know I've kind of glossed over what happened last week, but we were down 19-3 at some point last week to a team that's won three games. And Pat Shurmur decided to go a different way and take the ball out of his good players' hands in that second half. And so I think we were kind of lucky to win that game last week. We have to play a different brand of football than we've played recently in order for us to even consider ourselves worthy to walk into Dallas and try to win down there.
All right. So you have to trust that the Eagles can win three straight games here.
Yeah. Tough to do.
All right, before they get to the Rams, let's go to T-Love in Collingdale. What's up, T-Love?
Gentlemen, what's up?
What's T?
What's up?
What's going on?
B-Dog, man. It's a pleasure, man.
B-West. B-West.
B-West.
We need to get Doc on here.
Yeah.
Hanging on so long, man. I'm a little foggy. Forgive me for that. But I wanted to talk about last night's game, but you guys talking about the Eagles, I want to get to that. But I got a little conspiracy theory about last night's game. And I tell you the truth, man. I think the wise guys got to somebody last night, man, because I almost bet on that game.
You're saying the game was fixed.
I'm saying the wise guys may have gotten to somebody. I don't want to come out and say that, but, you know, reading.
Well, that would explain that feeble interception that breezed through in the end.
Well, let's look at it. There were a lot of bad calls, missed calls, and come on now.
Yeah, but the missed calls evened out.
But it's the perfect game. It's the perfect game for a setup. You got a team that's 10-1. They've just come off of destroying the Super Bowl champs. The next game they played, they blew them out.
All right. Okay. T-Love, how many people were involved in this conspiracy? I'm trying to get to the conspiracy. Who knew about it?
Is it not the perfect game? Monday night football game. You got a Thursday night football game. It's national television. Is this not the game to clean up?
You're dancing around it. Who got paid? Was it the Saints quarterback that got paid? Because he doesn't need it.
Listen. I think the Saints seeing as though they're 10-1 already. They really have nothing to lose by losing this game.
Come on, T-Love. You're dancing around it. Come out with it. A lot of people had to be involved in the conspiracy. It's like the Kennedy assassination.
And you got to tell Drew Brees, hey, man, you're just going to look terrible today. Well, you look great all season long. You're going to look terrible today.
I think he was saying that they got the Brees. Now, the problem is Brees is worth $100 million.
Nah.
So to get the Brees, you had to come with another $100 million on one football.
Listen, you also got to get to his offensive lineman that didn't do a very good job of blocking yesterday because he was getting pressured and hitting the mouth for quite a bit.
He was, and he got pressured on that feeble throw, which I don't think I've ever seen him make a throw like that. I really can't remember the last time he made a stupid throw like that, that last interception that sealed that game. It was stunning to see that happen. 610-632-0975. Brian Westbrook till 5 o'clock right here. Get your calls in because on the other side, you know what it is. The fearless picks of the week, Brian. The locks of the week. You're hot. I'm not. We'll see what you got after this.
Prepping for Washington, this Fanatics Sports Update is brought to you by Turnersville Jeep. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's TurnersvilleJeep.com. Reports are surfacing that Darren Sproles says he is expecting to play on Monday night against Washington. The Cowboys beat the Saints last night 13-10, bringing them to first in the NFC East. Brian Westbrook joins Mike today until 5. Former Flyers GM Ron Hextall had his own press conference today to discuss his firing.
A message does have to be sent here. This is not acceptable in Philadelphia. It's not acceptable for this franchise. So I was to that point. And so I guess in a round of, yeah, it hurts. It hurts more here for sure.
The Flyers will play the Penguins tomorrow at 7. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic. Sixers take the court against the Wizards tonight at home. You can hear that game on the Fanatic at 7. Missed any of our shows? Check out 97.5thefanatic.com to download our app for all podcasts. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, there's no longer any excuse for wearing an ill-fitting suit when you get one that's made to measure custom at a great price at Indochino. Indochino has two showrooms. They're in Center City on Chestnut Street, and they're in the King of Prussia Mall. Both stores are amazing. You got to check them out like I did. You get to play designer. That's right. You design your own suit in consultation with the style guides at the Indochino showroom. They have materials. You look at the materials and say, I like that. Indochino makes high-quality, custom-tailored suits, shirts, chinos, blazers, all for a perfect fit at a great price. Now, each garment is made to your measurements, customized by you, and delivered in just 2 weeks before the holidays. And this week, my listeners can get an extra $25 off any purchase of $300 or more when you use my code Mike, M-I-K-E, at Indochino.com. That's I-N-D-O-C-H-I-N-O. Check it out at either of the Philadelphia showrooms. That's an additional $25 off the lowest advertised price. Plus, your shipping is free. Just use the promo code Mike. Get an extra $25 off your order. Don't wait. Book your showroom appointment now at Indochino.com and get the perfect holiday suit.
Fanatic Football Friday is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law. The power of justice. For accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse, remember Rosenbaum. Over 2 decades helping our community. Season of Free is in full swing at T-Mobile. And this time, we're going big. Like the biggest screen you'll ever see at T-Mobile big. Because we're giving away 50-inch Samsung 4K TVs. You heard right, a free 50-inch TV delivered in time for the holidays when you get one of the latest Samsung phones and add a line. Buy a phone, get a free TV. It's that... Whoa, whoa.
Where is it?
We're here for the free Samsung TV.
Hey, careful. How'd you get in here? This is a recording studio, guys. You have to go to the store.
Oh. To T-Mobile.
Okay, if you missed out on Black Friday, then this is your second chance. Huh. Score a free 50-inch Samsung 4K TV, but only if you get to a T-Mobile store right now. Because from the looks of it, this deal isn't going to last long. Come join us at T-Mobile before it's too late.
At participating stores, offer fulfilled by Samsung with online redemption code. Qualifying credit, new line of service, timely redemption, and phone finance agreement required. 2 new lines required for new customers. 1 offer per account.
Saturday. You should see me in the crowd. Deontay Wilder.
I'm all about devastating knockouts. That's what I do.
Tyson Fury.
If we fought 30 times, I'd win 30 times.
Undefeated giants fight for the world heavyweight crown.
It is boxing at its best.
Wilder versus Fury, Saturday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view from Xfinity. Order now with your Xfinity voice remote by saying boxing or go online at Xfinity.com/boxing.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Wait until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoyed responsibly by Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Avenue and now at 4501 Woodhaven Road. Both serving classic Philadelphia favorites like roast beef and roast pork sandwiches, buffalo chips, and more. There's always something fun happening at both locations. Watch the Birds-Dallas game on December 9th at Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Avenue, featuring 22-ounce Miller Lite drafts and Eagles alumni cheerleaders. At either location, catch the Sixers games, featuring $3.50 Corona Light drafts, and celebrate New Year's Eve with no cover, live entertainment, party favors, and more. Nick's Roast Beef, Cottman Avenue, and now on 4501 Woodhaven Road.
Winners always find a way to win. They never stop till they win. I am Mark Rothenberg of the Rothenberg Law Firm. We're proud to be an official partner of the Sixers because we know they're winners and we know something about winning. Our team has been winning for injured people for over 49 years. In fact, we've won billions for them. Let our team win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or visit injurylawyer.com.
You're listening to Brian Westbrook live on the Mike Missanelli Show, presented by Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at landisbc.com.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpoleseBakery.com.
Sports Talk from Marlton and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It's 4:30. It is the Mike Missanelli Show, and it is time for the Locks of the Week, presented by McCaws and Lock Services. 50% off car keys and remotes online at 4FOURCarKeys.com. Oh, yes. Brian Westbrook has been salivating for these moments because he got caught a little run, and now he's all excited that he can do this thing for maybe a living.
Yeah. All right, I got a new profession.
Let's check it out here. Brian, I know you go exclusively with professional football, so what gems do you have this week for the people?
Now, these are completely three of my best picks that I've had in a long time.
Wow.
So, first one, we're going to travel down to Jacksonville.
Ooh.
The Colts are -4 going against the Jags that have no Leonard Fournette, have no Blake Bortles. And remember this, when Leonard Fournette was out for that week from week 2 to week 8, they only averaged 16 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
They're going against a very hot Colts team. Andrew Luck basically throws 3 touchdowns every single week. The Colts run away with this game.
I looked at that game. I kind of like it, except the number should be a little higher, shouldn't it?
It should be. It absolutely should be.
So the fact that it is, it gives me a little pause. That's why I stayed away from it. But -4, Indianapolis, you like.
Easily. Okay. Easy win for the Colts.
All right.
The next one, we just saw what the Giants can do. We also know that the Chicago Bears have been hot as well. One of the best defenses in the league, if not the best. They lead the league in interceptions. And Eli, of course, is scared of pressure. This is one of the better defenses in the league. They get after the quarterback. We've all seen what Khalil Mack can do. The Chicago Bears win this game very easily, especially against a team in the Giants that have way too much turmoil going on in that locker room.
And you know what? On the surface, you're right. However, that line's only 3.5.
I know.
Well, you see, that's where you're not respecting the line.
I do not respect the line at all.
Okay. Trubisky doubtful.
Trubisky is doubtful. It's
minus
not about
3.5.
It's about that defense. They're a scoring defense, and Eli likes to chuck it up.
Trubisky is out.
Yeah.
All right, minus 3.5, you're taking the Bears.
That's right.
That might be a trap. Go ahead.
Last one here. Denver traveling to Cincinnati. Jeff Driscoll is going to be the starting quarterback for Denver. A.J. Green may come back from his turf toe issue. Denver just beat Pittsburgh. They just beat the week before the Chargers. The Denver Broncos are a little bit better defensively than a lot of people think. They take advantage of Cincy in their own house. And this may be part of the swan song for Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati. Denver wins this game big. Absolutely.
Denver minus 5 in that game. So you are taking 3 teams on the road as faves. Yep.
That's right. That's right.
All right. There you go.
Easy wins for me.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go 1 college, 2 pro. This college game is, for me, screaming at me. You know what Ohio State is? They're a big con. And they're a 14-point favorite over Northwestern in a Big Ten championship game. And a lot of people are going, Ohio State will smash them. You know, that 14-point line tells me that Northwestern makes it a game and covers and may have a chance to win the game outright. Northwestern plus 14, I'll take them.
Right, you're making a big mistake.
All right, let me get a. You know what? I might be, but that line should be a lot higher in that the Big Ten championship game, and I respect the line. All right, here are my pro plays. I'm going to lay the wood, Brian. The Green Bay Packers, that 14-point favorite. They say it's a fool who lays that kind of wood, but I'm going to lay it because they're a 14-point favorite for a reason. Green Bay coming off a loss. I think they're going to be really loaded to smash a team. And those pitiful Arizona Cardinals come to Green Bay in the cold. I'll take the Packers to win by more than 2 touchdowns.
I like that. I like that. Everyone is down on the Packers right now. I like that.
All right. Now, the other game, the line has gone up. Cleveland wins last week. That's where the well runs dry for the Brownies. Because they're going to Houston. This line started at 4.5. It's up to 6. I'll take the Texans to cover the 6 against Cleveland and win that game easily.
Good pick right there.
All right, there you go.
I thought about that game.
There are selections for the day. Brian Westbrook, Indy minus 4, the Bears minus 3.5, Denver minus 5. I'm going to take Northwestern plus the 14, Green Bay given the 14, and Houston minus 6. All right, that's our picks of the week presented by McCaws and Lock Services. 50% off car keys and remotes online at 4carkeys.com. One open line, 610-620-975. Vicente, repite.
Hola,
you're a repeat caller, Vicente.
Señor Brian Collins Westbrook, it's an honor to stand up to you.
Got my middle name in there. I like that, Mike.
Oh, man, yeah. You're from Washington. Are you going to root for the Redskins?
Absolutely not. Not a chance.
That's what I want to hear. Now, pay attention to this, and this is for Michael.
Uh-huh.
Our savior has just arrived in December. His name is Joshua Adams. He's number 33. That's the years that Jesus Christ was living here. Jesus, he was Joshua.
What?
33 years.
What?
Hey, what about that?
You brought Jesus Cristo in here?
Well, come on, see.
My God. All right.
Jesus is our savior. Because Josh Adams is the running back number 1 right now.
Uh-huh.
And you can ask Mr. Brian Westbrook, yes or no? You know, Josh Adams.
Well, listen, I think Josh Adams has shown a little something. I'm going to get carried away here, Vicente.
Oh, come on. He's better than Smallwood.
He is. He's the best running back they have. He's the one trending up, but I don't know if we can trust him to the point where he's Barry Sanders all of a sudden.
It's better than Clement. You know, Corey Clement, he did 80 yards, man, in the last game against the Giants. Oh, man. you know, we're going to cross the Washington Redskins, and then we're going to cross Dallas and make Jones cry.
All right. Well, listen, I hope you're right, brother. You're still carrying that flag. Vicente, you've called about three times this week. You know what that makes you?
This is the second time only.
All right, it makes you. You know what it makes you? A persona que llama frecuentemente.
Yes. Joshua is the styling assassin. That's the styling sicario, mi amigo.
All right, buddy. We'll see you there.
You know, he brought up something that I think is a bit interesting. Mm-hmm. Corey Clement, that he had an opportunity early on in the season to be the lead guy, just didn't fit the role at the time. I think some injuries played a part into it. But in this reserve role, kind of a scat back, used out of the backfield role, he always seems to flourish. We saw that towards the end of the year last year, and especially in the Super Bowl, he did a good job with that last year. Last week against the Giants, he looked good coming out of the backfield, screens, things like that. That's a much better role for Corey, at least at this point in his career.
Yeah, so we were talking about this the other day. I think the one thing that Corey, and this is, I think you noticed this too as a running back, because you had good patience. He is like a bullet. He's like shot out of a cannon, like as opposed to Le'Veon Bell, who looks and picks a spot and sees daylighting. I think he's got to learn patience, the kid.
See, this is the hard part, and a lot of people say that. The hard part with that is when you don't play a lot, when you don't get a lot of reps, when you don't get a lot of opportunities on the field with the ball in your hands, it's hard to be patient. I mean, it's just hard.
Yeah.
You're saying, I got to get there right now. It's much harder for him to do that, and that's something that you learn over time. This is his second year, and he hasn't played full-time as a starter in a long time. It just takes time to develop that. I don't know that he's had the time to do that here in the NFL.
Yeah, well, it didn't take you a lot. It didn't take you a lot, though. You had that natural find-a-hole ability and the change of pace.
That was something that I had to work on. And I remember having this conversation with Ted Wiggins, the running back coach. He said, and it was weird. We were doing the three-headed monster, me, Deuce, and Buckhalter, and Ted say, every time you touch the ball, you're trying to make the home run play. And I'm like, yeah, because I don't know the next time I'll get back in the game. And he was like, no. Use your patience. Read your keys. Do the right thing, and the plays will be there for you. And it just took some time. And over time, I developed the skill level to do that. But it's hard to develop that, Mike.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Come down the home stretch with Brian Westbrook. By the way, Darren Sproles is made plays where he practiced. I mean, should we like read anything into him helping?
I wouldn't.
No,
I'm a big time Darren Sproles fan.
Yeah, I know you are. All this layoff, can we expect that he would have something left?
I think it would be hard for him to be in great shape. It would be my first thought.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back right here at 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Natalie Eganoff, and it's game day, and that means two things, football and betting on football. And the place to handle all of your bets is William Hill, America's number one sportsbook with over 80 years of sports betting experience, and now taking bets in New Jersey. Bet now on the app or at williamhill.com. Put your money where your mouth is and place your bet right now at William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to download the app. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only, must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or visit 800gambler.org.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for Brian Westbrook.
They have to play better, but he has to do better at helping them.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Today's the day to get motivated, to be inspired, to start listening. And now with Audible, for just $14.95 a month, you get any audiobook of your choice and two Audible originals. Plus, for the first time ever, exclusive fitness and wellness programs all included with your membership. And if you don't like a book, exchange it at any time. So make today the day you start listening to Audible. Start your 30-day trial and get your first audiobook for free at audible.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum, 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 dang, dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed. So as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can always get there quicker.
Because we've got more trucks,
more people,
and better systems.
All you have to do is point.
We're happy, hardworking heroes. We make problems go away.
We drive clean, shiny trucks.
And wear snappy, happy uniforms.
Because we're proud of what we do.
Point at anything you wish was gone.
Your wish is our command.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
You're listening to Brian Westbrook live on the Mike Missanelli Show, presented by Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at landisbc.com.
At Concordville Nissan, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. They take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. Now's the time to drive a Concordville Nissan, like I do, and save big. Going on now is the Concordville Nissan year-end clearance event. Incredible Black Friday deals all month long on all leftover 2018 models. Get 0% financing on select 2018 Nissans and score an even better deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan you want with all the cool safety features, like emergency braking with pedestrian detection, 360 camera views, and blind spot warning for changing lanes. Check out 202Nissan.com for all the amazing lease and finance deals. Way too many Black Friday deals to mention in this commercial. That's 202Nissan.com. 2019 Nissans are here, including the totally redesigned Altima. Visit 202Nissan.com to find your next Nissan. Concordville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Concordville cares.
Philly's official Flyer Station, 97.5. The Fanatic.
Swear to God, it happens every single time.
Peanut butter cracker?
I have a Twix.
Oh, well.
Is it frozen?
We're a frozen Twix.
It's a frozen one. And every time I take a bite, the music's ready to come back. It's uncanny.
I get a countdown clock in the studio.
Sorry, Brian, I'm chewing, man.
You had a Twix. I like Twix now. Mm-hmm. Twix, that's one of my favorite candies.
It's right. It's a top five of all time. What's your top five candies?
Kit Kat, certainly.
Oh, Kit Kat. Kit Kat is on my list.
Snickers.
Nah, I go Snickers. Meh. Too boring.
What? Are you out of your mind?
Snickers is too boring.
Something's wrong with you, and especially
Kit Kat and Twix is definitely maybe a 1-2.
Oh, Hershey's. You like the Lord Hershey's chocolate bar back in the day.
Too boring.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to go M&M peanut, don't you?
I will never have peanuts and chocolate don't go together. They just don't.
What are you talking about?
They don't.
The recent peanut butter cup you don't like?
No. They do not belong in the same area.
Now, see, I've said it many times. We got to watch this guy.
I'm trying to tell you.
You got to watch this guy. Hey. He don't like Reese's. You got to watch this guy. But you said you like Snickers. There's peanuts in the Snickers.
It's
Snickers.
It's not the same thing. There's peanut butter. It's different. Trust me. Now, listen.
Watch this guy.
Trust you. God, watch this guy.
I said that on Twitter one time. I got a message from Reese's. And they sent me a bunch of Reese's cups.
Of course they would.
And I ate none of them. I gave them all to my wife. I can't eat that. It's no good. They don't belong together.
Peanut butter and chocolate is like eggs and bacon.
Peanut butter does not go with chocolate. Peanuts will go with chocolate. Okay. Not peanut butter.
I'm so offended right now that if they took you out of the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame, I wouldn't be upset with them. I can't believe what you're saying right now.
They just don't go together.
That's insane.
All right, so you got Kit Kat, Twix. What else you have?
Not you.
You got Snickers?
Don't do that.
Why?
Snickers is definitely on there. Then I go away from the chocolate candy. I go straight to, like, you know, the hardcore stuff, like the fruit snacks, the Swedish fish, those types of candies.
You're a Swedish fish guy.
That's where I go.
Swedish fish are so good.
Do you roll with the Skittles?
Nah, I used to like the Skittles, but it got a little old quickly for me.
All right, as long as you have Kit Kat and Twix on, you're normal.
Yeah.
The Reese's peanut butter cup.
It's number one.
That's suspect.
You gotta watch him.
Make a mistake. Don't go Reese's. Making a mistake.
Little Brian. Hey. When little Brian got the Reese's peanut butter cup for Halloween, you weren't eating. You knew back then.
Straight trash.
Come on.
Straight trash. Hey, I don't want it. I'm throwing it out as we walk.
I don't rock with this guy anymore.
Straight trash.
It's out of there. I don't want it in my bag.
Texas, Houston. Texas, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike, what's up, counterpart, dude.
What's up? What do you lie? Why do you lie?
I didn't lie. Yeah. That was my brother on the phone first. I ain't got to lie. You ain't got me on no band. What would I lie for?
All right. Well, why'd you say text from Houston?
It was my brother. My brother's phone. My brother messaged your producer a little bit. All
right.
I'm visiting family.
You're in Texas?
I'm in Texas.
Is there any way they can keep you there?
I was at the game.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Last night?
Yes.
Why don't you? Texas is a nice state for you to live in.
Great. Big and loud. Yes.
Why don't you get a nice job down there and relocate and call Texas stations and be a pain in the ass?
If I was in my brother's field, maybe I would. Get into
the oil field. You're a smart guy. You can drill for oil.
Yeah, he's not in the oil. He's in banking.
All right. What do you got? What do you got here?
You were hemming and hawing about whether the Eagles had done or not, but yet you killed that guy who was hemming and hawing about who they paid off. You wanted to know, so. I think he was referring to refs. You can't. How are you going to buy off a guy?
He was referring to Breeze.
That's what you inferred. I didn't infer that. What are you going to do? Hey, Brian, I just want to say before Mikey hangs up on me, you're in the pantheon, brother. I've shown you respect before, but I always got to show it when I talk to you. You're up there, brother. I got Buddy Ryan, Dick Vermeil, Wilbert Montgomery. Dude, have you ever watched tape on him, Brian? Wilbert?
I have.
Oh, my God. Did he stick his heel in the ground and go north-south as well as anybody, brother?
Wilbur was a great player.
No doubt, yes. And you're right there, too, right there, brother. That's my guy. That's my generation growing up with Philly, too. That's who we love.
Wilbur was more of a straight-ahead guy, though.
He was a good player.
Yeah, well, he's a great player, but he was a straight-ahead guy. He was, you know, flash through the hole. I don't think he stuck his foot in the ground very often. Tom in Deptford, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Mike, what's happening?
What's up, Tom?
Hey, listen, I mean, say what you want to say, and listen, I'm the farthest thing from a Cowboys fan, but if you look at what the Cowboys have done, first of all, that guy Vanderbush can play.
Brian, very good player.
From sideline to sideline, this is unbelievable. Listen, he was a large part. He shut down Camaro all night.
He's the new Sean Lee, that kid.
It's unbelievable that they can play pick linebackers, and we can't pick our nose. I mean, really, it is. We get the same tight end. How do we draft the same tight end that does the same thing? It's unreal. Then we have three wide receivers that do exactly the same thing, and we can't figure out why they can't get in the offense. They all do the same thing. They're in the slot. That's why the offense can't get going when they throw the ball. And then we have, you want to say what you want to say about Adams? He's slow-footed, Brian. He's good. But what he did, and the Giants gave him that game last week. I'm sorry they did. How do you not go back to that kid? I mean, I scratched my head. That's why that guy was never head coach for all these years. I mean,
I tell you, you're full of positivity today, brother.
Everything you said
was like a death stroke.
Mike, listen to me. I mean, let's be. It's just just not their year. I mean, they're not going to beat Houston. You know that. They might get a couple more wins. I scratch my head because I don't know what they did in the draft. Like, I just...
Yeah, well, Van Der Esch was a first-round pick, brother.
I know, but I'm just saying, it just seems like they land a guy like that. Like, we get a guy, we had a chance, we jumped up and we got Goddard, and he's the same thing. How come somebody, you picked the same identical tight end? Goddard does the same things. How do you have two guys? It baffles me.
He was probably the best player on the board at the time, plus Dallas wanted him, so there was a little of that. I agree. The drafts have not been overwhelming. They haven't sustained.
That's going to be a problem, and we all know that it's going to be a problem in the years to come because you're going to have to pay Carson at some point. Mm-hmm. You're going to need to have the ability. Not only is it a mistake that you've made in the past, these same guys that are making these decisions, Joe Douglas and Andy Weidel and Howie, they're the guys we're going to have for the next couple of years, too, making the same decision. So,
well, the shine's a little off them now. It's amazing how the shine was on last year, the shine on the head coach and the front office, not there this year.
Things happen fast. When your quarterback throws 33 touchdowns, good things happen. Camouflage is a lot of things.
All right, so just get to look in your crystal ball, Brian Westbrook crystal ball, because I look into it. I come up at 8-8. What's the Brian Westbrook crystal ball? Brian Westbrook crystal ball get to 9-7 No,
they can't get the 9. They just can't. They have to be on a roll. And it's not at the point where this team is now, they're not playing good football. They were playing good football and just, you know, maybe losing a game here and there, okay. Mm-hmm. But they're not playing good football. And that's going to be the problem. All that's right. The thing that's going to
By the way, Markelle Fultz is going to see more specialists than just the.
Today. I'm disappointed.
More specialists. The other specialists apparently didn't find anything, so they're going to find a doctor who's going to find somebody. All right. So maybe he goes to Dr. Westbrook.
Don't come to me.
Brian, have a great weekend.
All right, guys.
All right, there he is. Brian Westbrook joining us every Friday on Football Friday. That's the end of the line for our TV today. Thanks for watching, everybody. Dan Gotti produced the show today. Nice job, Dan. Dan Roche. I got my things mixed up. Nice job, Mikey. And everybody have a great rest of the night on TV. We got back at 5 o'clock hour on the Mike Mussinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.